It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Okay, honey, yes. It is tea time. Kicking things off with Andy Samberg. He was a guest over on Jimmy Fallon. He wore a 70s white jumpsuit, and the two of them performed a little disco song about the love of kicking their feet in the air.
As you can see, we clearly love to kick, but it's had a negative impact on relationships. Girls see us kicking, then ask us to leave. Got fired from Foot Locker for kicking my boss, Steve.
I love Samberg. And then, this is so cool, he has a new film. It's called Palm Springs. And listen to his negotiating skills.
It's Neon and Hulu are the ones who ended up buying it. And they came in with an offer that was an amount that would match the highest sale ever at Sundance. And I was there with the producer and people, and we were negotiating. And I was like, well, we should maybe ask to throw on a dollar more and then make it the highest sale ever. And Akiva was like, no, no, no. We should ask for 69 cents more. And I was like, yes, that's right.
I just love that dude. And good for him. I mean, negotiating, that is a huge deal for him. I can't wait to see it. The trailer looks pretty cool. Moving on to Rush Limbaugh. Sad to report, the talk radio star has announced that he has been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer.
So I have to tell you something today that I wish I didn't have to tell you. But the upshot is that I have been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. And I wish I didn't have to tell you this. And I thought about not telling anybody. But there are going to be days that I'm not going to be able to be here because I'm undergoing treatment or I'm reacting to treatment.
I don't know a lot about Rush Limbaugh. I used to always listen to him as a kid, just for the as a presenter. His cadence is so incredible to tune in, not even politically, but to listen to him. But I know he really enjoyed cigars. I don't know if there's any correlation to that, because you're not supposed to inhale a cigar, but
right.
I don't know. But people get lung cancer all the time that never smoked a day in their life. It's so random at times.
He's a true talent, excellent storyteller. Of course, our well wishes with him, sending thoughts and prayers. Hopefully he can beat this. Moving on to Jessica Simpson. I am dying for this memoir. It's out tomorrow, open book, and she is revealing even more juice. Here's about John Mayer, her relationship with him.
We were great at intimacy. We were great at loving each other. That was easy, but the relationship was very complex. And it was always on again, off again, on again, off again. And I went back close to 9 times.
Ooh, even more juicy. Apparently John Mayer, sent Jess a happy birthday text, and Tony Romo saw it when she was dating Tony, and that's when Tony dumped her over it. He confronted her right away, so it was kind of John Mayer's fault. Also, she is really awkward when the Today Show, Nick Lachey and his new wife, Vanessa Lachey, were on there, and she was like, oh, did you send a gift to Jessica? And she jumped in. Vanessa's like, well, it wasn't us, but Nick kept it classy and commented on Jessica's book.
I'll be honest, I obviously haven't read the book,
right.
So I don't know what she said or what she revealed there, but certainly happy, you know, for her and her life. I know she is happy for us.
Yeah, yeah, she really,
and there's, you know, there's definitely a mutual respect there. So that's, you know, obviously it was a long time ago, and we've all moved on.
Class act, that Nick Lachey, and I love his lips. Marie Osmond, she says the halftime show at the Super Bowl was way too sexy.
You know, you look at the comments online, which I have looked at, it's a family viewing show. If you want to see that, go to Vegas and see it. But I think that they could have been more respectful to the children that were watching.
But
the choreography, I mean, honestly, you don't need to see that.
Sexy.
Shakira was great. I think J-Lo went a little too far. And I just think that you have to remember there are 4 and 5 and 6. And my little granddaughter seriously said to me after, hey, Grandma, will you buy a pole? I want to learn to do that.
Thoughts?
No, I mean, there's so many sides to this. I'm like, well, it's so empowering for women. And it's like, well, they're just stripping. And then there's other people like, it's a family-friendly show. I'm like, well, I mean, like, nothing offends me. It's really hard to. But like last year, I didn't hear a lot of ladies complaining about Adam Levine being half naked.
Exactly.
So I got like he was oiled up. So what do you want?
And on Instagram, there's a shot of J-Lo in her private jet. She didn't care. She killed it. She
doesn't
care
what
you guys think.
Well, we saw a lot of privates of J-Lo.
I also feel like, too, in 2020, a pole doesn't automatically correlate with
stripping.
She's
an entertainer, right?
So yes, it's part of the performance.
How many times, I mean, every bachelorette party, there's people going to go do like strip pole workout classes.
Okay,
like,
here's my thing.
Workout classes, whatever.
You
but
are
I'm
stretching
just saying,
that so far.
No,
there
I
is
just
that
don't
kind of a
think,
class.
I just don't think that. I think pole dancing is something in and of its own. It's not directly correlated with being naked anymore.
I got nothing wrong with strippers either. You want to be naked and strip, you can do that too. Or if you just want to do it for exercise, you can. But listen, that was not an exercise routine on the Super Bowl.
But let's not take away the fact her little girl was in the performance singing. I thought they killed it. I loved the halftime show.
We're going to all agree to disagree. But either way, hey, you know what? We'll see what they have next year.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM. Now to 52140.
Let me ask you a question. What do you do when you cannot get a Valentine's Day reservation? Am I asking this question for myself personally? Probably. We're going to delve into this one because today's a very important day when it comes to getting those Valentine's Day reservations. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.